Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kennedy went out over the weekend with Casino Guy. It was their first weekend away. And I got a text message from Casino Guy because I know him.
Mm-hmm.
You've known him longer than I have, but I've known him for
We've known him for a good long while.
Right, right. we have mutual acquaintances, Kennedy.
I mean, I feel like we met him almost our first year here.
Probably.
You and I.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, probably so. Mm-hmm. So I get this text from him at 1:23 on Friday. What time are you boarding the plane, Kennedy?
1:23 on Friday.
Holy, first aboard the flight and Kennedy having a meltdown. Someone bumped her walking down the aisle. A kid is playing a video game behind us, full volume. DEFCON 4. She can't sit still. And then there's four hands of praying.
Yeah, yeah.
So I text back my Bitmoji, laughing hysterically with tears. And then I'm going to need text from Casino Guy all weekend long, please.
Yeah, shut that one down.
Yeah, you did. Because I got none. That was it. That was the one and only.
Kennedy, none of those things seem aggressively upsetting.
Really? You weren't sitting in front of the people I was sitting in front of, Dan? Someone playing a Nintendo Switch at full volume behind you wouldn't bother you at all? I don't believe you.
I have my headphones in.
Yeah, I don't wear headphones. So, okay. So what I have for you here now, Carson, is even before we got on the airplane.
Okay.
So we're sitting at like a little, JetBlue has these lovely little tables that you can sit at and whatnot. So we're right. Sitting there and I decided that we needed to get some things out in the open first and foremost. So this is it. Window seat or aisle? Oh, it's all right, you do. Window seat or aisle? Answer it. I don't care.
Typically, I'm an aisle. I'm a window.
You're a window. Okay. Obviously, you're not check bagger. I'm a check bagger. Do you need a breakfast every morning?
Breakfast, never.
And what time do you think you'll wake up in the morning?
Hopefully.
This is a lot of deep questions.
Just let it go. We have never, ever, ever been away or spent more than 3 hours alone in a bedroom.
But you haven't made it out of the airport yet.
It's important to have these questions answered before you start because then you're not asking for anything.
As a guy right now, he's going, what have I done?
Yeah.
10 p.m. A.M.
And you realize that I'll probably be up at 5.
Well.
I'm going to go down and read. I'll leave you alone. Secondly.
Bring up coffee. One cream, three equal.
I'm not going to wake you up at 5 in the morning. One cream, three equal. I'll remember that around 10. Do you like the hotel room? Do you set down the air conditioning when you get in or the heat?
Dependent on the room.
Do you like to sleep in chilliness or heatness?
Chilly.
Because I turn it up to about 78 like a sauna.
Oh.
Oh. So if I say, sure, you sit in the window and I'll sit on the aisle and get my knees bumped the whole time, will you at least put my bag up in the thing? Because the only two times I've ever done it, I knocked someone in the head and it was so embarrassing to me.
You're more than welcome to take the window.
I don't need the window.
It's a 45
I need you.
5 minutes like
this. I
only
need you to put my bag on the thing. I don't care where I sit.
It's only two seats in
Can
the room.
Can you put my bag in the thing?
You realize that employee from JetBlue is not going to let us on the plane anymore.
So now that we got that out of the way, we go and have...
Oh, my gosh. No wonder I got that text at 1:23.
It's a 45-minute flight. I don't care.
You can sit in the window, the aisle. You can fly the plane. You can sit in the bathroom for all I care.
Strap yourself to the wing. It's fine.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, we got right in there and he put on his headphones. We didn't really talk.
Really? I can't imagine why.
So anyway... I just wanted to get all of my neurosis out first, and then I wouldn't have
you
to be...
You can't spring that on people. They have to learn...
what? Do you like it hot or cold? No, it's important to know before you walk into the room.
No, but that one question is fine, but you can't spring them all.
Sure, I can. Have you met me?
Remember when that guy sent you a survey after your date, and you're like, I'm out. Yeah. That was just an audio survey.
Oh, Casper. Anyway, so then we'd had a full day, and then this was... I think this was before we went to go see Hamilton, so
okay.
Post-brunch. There you go. Spend one whole day. Your thoughts?
Apparently you are a deep sleeper when you don't have to work.
Just learned.
You guys, I got up at 10. That's...
Oh!
Can you believe that?
Oh.
How much did you have to drink the night before?
Yes. But it really was... I mean, I didn't wake up hungover or anything like that. It really wasn't like that. I think I just needed the sleep.
The first question, do you sleep late or get up early? Because I wake up at 5 a.m. And then the first night you're in New York, you sleep till 10.
Indeed. Go on. That's T-E-N 10. He'd been up for 2 hours watching TV, drinking coffee, taking a shower. First.
Yes. And I do love your Dick Van Dyke pajamas.
And the look on your face now makes me think that I maybe shouldn't have said that into your voice notes.
Look, I was spent one night with you for like 3 hours and we were kind of toasty. Like, this is the first time I get to sit down. I wear pajamas to bed. I don't go naked. I'm freezing all the time.
To my credit, I did give you some sexy lingerie that I thought might make a cameo in New York City. And out came from the bathroom was Dick Van freaking Dyke.
He's thinking, you know, we're going away in a hotel. I'll get her this sexy Victoria's Secret.
Instead, she crashes early, sleeps till 10.
Comes out in some grandpa
in your
pajamas.
Father's pajamas.
I am fun.
You're like an old man from the 50s going to bed.
You're damn right. Sorry, not sorry. So at breakfast this morning, we sat down and we were not served for a moment. Please explain.
Well, we ended up missing breakfast. We ended up settling for brunch.
Missing breakfast where? Oh, anywhere.
Someone overslept, so we didn't get down to the restaurant until after 11 a.m. Breakfast was done. The only boot they had left was they stuck baby in the corner. And then totally forgot to come over and take our order for about 35 minutes, which seemed like it infuriated you. I just thought it was a game. I would stay there for an hour if they didn't take my order, just so I could say I sat there for an hour.
So every 5 minutes, I say, it's 5 minutes. He goes, it's fine. And then it goes 10 minutes, and I say, I'm going to go say something. And what did you say?
Stand down.
Do you think our relationship will last until Monday?
No.
We are complete opposites that are coinciding.
Do you still like me?
Of course I do.
That was a really long pause.
Oh my God, you could drive a truck through that pause.
Let it breathe. Do you still like me?
Of course I do.
Well, the pause. The pause of it all. No, but we had so much fun. So much fun.
I love Casino Guy.
I do too. He got, he was going to Snoop last night.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you... So he texted me around an hour and a half ago. Said, did we just get back from New York? Because it feels like a week ago. Because he's been awake for like 2 days straight.
Sorry.
He's a good man. Very
do you still
man.
Like me?
Of course I do.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.